NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
All right, we do it every Wednesday at this time. Time for us to talk to the NFL insider, our guy, Adam Schefter. Schefty, happy Thanksgiving week. Happy rivalry week. How you feeling?
Matty Ice-Jensen, happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in Columbus. Big game Saturday, and I know it'll sound crazy. I mean, Ohio State's loaded. It's a phenomenal team, talent everywhere, more talent than me. But I feel like Michigan's going to have a chance. I do.
It always turns out to be that way, Schefty. So regardless of all the numbers we have and all that stuff, nobody's going to be surprised if this is a very tight game. We'll get to that a little bit later. I want to start with some news that came out yesterday and maybe update us on actually what is going on in Chicago. There's a report floating around that tomorrow could be Matt Nagy's last day as the head coach of the Chicago Bears. He kind of shot that down. What do you have on that front, on that situation?
Look, I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to figure out that Matt Nagy is on thin ice in Chicago, right? We all could agree on that. That's not an issue, correct?
Right. So
the question is, if they don't win, when would the Bears move on? Now, I'm not telling you that it won't be on Friday. I don't know that. But I will say this. It just seems a little unusual to me that a franchise that over 100 years has never fired a coach, a head coach, in season, would make a move in season, and then not only make that move in season, but tell the coach they're making that move in season, which in my 30 years of covering the NFL, I don't remember a team telling a coach, you're going to be fired after this game. What if the Bears win the game 31-3 and go to, I think they would be 4-7 at that point, whatever the record would be, you're going to fire a coach coming off a big win after Thanksgiving? It just seems a little weird. I'm not saying it's wrong, okay? It's an odd storyline to me. Again, I think we all would agree, Matt Nagy's in trouble. He's going to have to win some games here to keep his job. May not even be able to keep it. Bears very well maybe moving on from him. All in agreement. So now the timing of the story becomes, well, is it going to be Friday and has he been told? Now, he said he wasn't told. I'll take him at his word. And again, like I said, the circumstances behind that are a little unusual to me for that franchise. But in this world, with this sport, I've come to learn anything is always possible.
Adam hates Jensen. Yeah, anything is possible, of course, in Browns territory, too, because it seems the soap opera continues week in, week out. This week, the latest edition, Emily Mayfield with the Instagram post about Baker being tough and his teammates needing to get tougher. Baker coming out and being a bit poignant with the media about some things. Where the Browns stand right now on and off the field, I had said to Maddie, the next 3 to 4 weeks basically decide their season, of course, having two games with Baltimore and then the Raiders. Because now OBJ is out, it looks like they're getting Kareem Hunt and Jack Conklin back. Is this a crossroads for the Browns now where it's just like, listen, all we got to do is win on Sunday night and we still have everything in front of us?
Yeah, look, you know, the season really starts in September and then it starts anew around Thanksgiving. Well, here we are, and here's their chance. And if they're going to make a run, the kind of run that Browns fans want, that Ohio expects, this is the time to do it. And either they get it done and they win or they don't. So it's pretty simple. It's not the playoffs yet, but it sort of is for them.
Let's go out to New York. The Giants decide to let go of Jason Garrett, who was their offensive coordinator, coming off an ugly performance on national television. But I'm curious now, Schefty, of what's next, because it feels to me like some changes need to happen, whether that's the GM, the head coach, or the quarterback. Should we be anticipating more changes coming, maybe not right now, but maybe down the road for the G-men?
I think it's fair to say. Look, I think when you have the kind of season they've had, all those men that you discussed are all going to be talked about and debated, and ownership is going to have to make a decision on each one of them, right? Do they keep the GM? Do they keep the head coach? Do they keep the quarterback? Nobody has done a job strong enough, well enough, productive enough that you could just say he's safe right now. Nobody. And so it's all on the table for them. And, you know, it's funny, you know, we get to Thanksgiving. Last week I was saying to one of my friends, you know, there's all these quarterback questions this week, going to last week's game, Kyler and Jared Goff and Ben Roethlisberger and Aaron Rodgers and Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson and on and on. And I said, after this week, once we get through the quarterback questions, we're going to start moving on to the coaching questions. And sure enough, Jason Garrett gets fired yesterday. And now the coaching questions will start, because I always say that Thanksgiving is the start of hunting season.
Adam, no question. And hunting is basically what we can look at in the AFC playoff picture, because this might be as wide open as the conference has been in quite a long time. It feels like, as you talked about week in and week out, it seems like we're going from quarterbacks to coaches to other things. It seems like we're having a changing of the guard. In the AFC, where you look at a couple of teams trending in the right direction, is it fair to say the Patriots, the Chiefs, those are probably the two teams right now you look at to say, at least for the last week or two, they've been trending in the right direction?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Look, the Chiefs have been really coming on. Again, this is the time of the year for certain teams to make a move. The Chiefs really have. On defense, they played well. The defense was questioned, criticized early in the year. They turned it around. Teams like Patrick Mahomes is taking fewer chances. They're getting the ball to Tyreek Hill closer to the line of scrimmage rather than forcing it to him deep. So they've made the necessary adjustments, and they are certainly playing much, much better.
Let's get to Aaron Rodgers. I know some people, Shefty, are kind of rolling their eyes a little bit at not just Aaron Rodgers, but a couple other quarterbacks this year that have maybe let the world know how injured they are. Now, again, we've got a situation with Aaron Rodgers in this toe. How massive of a deal is this? Because I think some people look at a football player and a pinky toe and a quarterback and kind of roll their eyes at that. Well, how big of a deal is this for number 12 in Green Bay?
I've had many people say to me over time that turf toe injuries, and he says this is worse than turf toe. Turf toe injuries are the most painful injuries that athletes play with. And again, this is his pinky toe, and it might not be exactly turf toe. He thinks it's worse. Toes are debilitating. And he's managed to play through it and will continue to play through it. And they play the Rams this week. And then after the Rams, they have a bye week. So I think that he's hoping that he can get to the bye, take a week, and he'll feel a little bit better. That's the game plan right now, and we'll see how much it holds up.
Adam, the Sunday night game with Justin Herbert making the comeback with the Chargers against Big Ben in Pittsburgh, one of the better games of the year. And it seems like this kid has vaulted himself into one of the elite categories already as such a youngster. What impresses you most about what he's done, especially with that organization, knowing it feels like they play 17 road games a year because of all the other fan bases that make the trip to come in there to SoFi?
You know what's funny about that? We were doing a Monday night game, Chargers-Raiders, earlier in the year, and there was lightning outside the stadium. And so they pushed back the start of the Monday night game, if you'll remember, by about 30 or so minutes. And we had just walked up the field from doing Monday night countdown, and they told us to go back onto the field, and we had to kind of basically stall for 30 minutes, fill the airtime until the game started. And so, you know, we hadn't talked about doing something like that. I don't remember doing anything like that. And so we talked about the game. We talked about Justin Herbert. And I said during that time, we were just riffing at that point. I'm like, well, Justin Herbert, I believe one day is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. And there were all sorts of people taking shots at me on social media. Oh, we're putting him in the Hall of Fame already? And again, am I worthy? Maybe so. But I will just tell you, that's the type of talent I believe that guy has. And that's what I believe he will do over the course of his career if he stays healthy. If he stays healthy, that guy is going to have a star-studded career where he goes to many Pro Bowls, where he'll have a chance to bring a championship to the Chargers. I'm not saying he'll do that because there's a lot that has to go right, not just be a great quarterback, as we've seen in the past. And I believe he will go to the Hall of Fame. That's what I believe, because that's what the people who have been around him, who I've spoken to, have privately told me. They've been blown away by that guy. Blown away. And when you watch him on TV and you watch him play, you see how much talent he has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Shefty.
He's a star.
All right, Shefty, let's get to the game. I saw your latest guest on the Adam Schefter podcast was also another Michigan alum, Taylor Lewan, offensive tackle for the Titans. I saw a clip you put out there about a half hour ago about his prediction for this game. Can you share with us what that was and maybe give us your prediction for the game coming at us at high noon on Saturday?
He predicted Michigan over Michigan State. You know, earlier this season, Michigan by a billion is what I think he said. And he doubled down this week and said Michigan by a billion over Ohio State again. And so, you know, that's Taylor Lewan being Taylor. I'm like, I tell you, I don't care. I'm not playing the game. No one's coming after me. You know? So he was just having fun with it. But like I said, he talked about this at length in the podcast, and I think we both feel this way, and we'll find out whether or not it's true. I won't be surprised if I sit down to watch the game Saturday, Ohio State jumps to a 21-0 lead. I say, well, I thought Michigan was going to have a better chance this year, and Ohio State's just too good again. I just think it's one afternoon in Ann Arbor on a Saturday when Michigan's a much better football team. And, again, I'm not telling you Michigan's winning the game. That's a lot, and that's ambitious. I just feel good that Michigan's going to be in this game with a chance to win. That's how I feel about it. And I don't base that off any X and O knowledge. I don't base that off of me watching Ohio State. I haven't watched much of Ohio State football all year long. I put on the score last week. I saw the wide receivers running all over Michigan State. I know they've done it all year long. I know Ohio State's gotten better and better. I know they're going to put out tons of talent to the draft. I know they're going to send all sorts of people to the NFL in the first round. I know they're loaded. I know all that. It's beyond debate. That's not the issue. The issue is one Saturday in November in Ann Arbor where Ohio State has embarrassed Michigan for a decade plus. And at some point, and I don't know whether it's this year, next year, or next decade, at some point it's going to turn. And I just feel like Michigan's going to have a chance on Saturday. That's all.
I don't think you're wrong in feeling that way, man. This game has shown us throw all that stuff out the window. That's our guy, Adam Schefter, the NFL insider over at ESPN. We do it every week right here on The Fan at 12:33. Schefty, thanks so much.
Thanks,
Happy
Schefty.
Thanksgiving. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Matty Ice Jensen, happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in Columbus. I hope everybody doesn't like me, dislike me for saying the mission.
See you, Schefty. Have a good
one. Thanks, Schefty.
Thanks, guys.